Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show about relationships, actually. And we also have Coco, our host with the most, co-host. Lenny Matthews. I got tongue-tied looking over at her.
Hello. I miss so hard.
Hi there.
It's been too long.
It has been, yeah.
Sorry, we've been gone, yeah.
So here we are, KCNR. We'd like you to call in with your thoughts, comments, anything you'd like to talk to us about at 530-605-4567. You can listen in to us at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a radio in your car, tune to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
And you can also Facebook message us at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Pardon me. Our sponsor.
Yeah, our sponsor.
Our ongoing sponsor for a while here is a New Life Discovery Project. It's a tax-exempt nonprofit with the goal of providing whole life services and programs to at-risk populations, such as those suffering from substance abuse, reentry from incarceration, and those who need help finding a path to a new life. It promotes whole life solutions, which includes sober living, traditional housing, as well as addiction counseling.
That's transitional housing.
Transitional housing.
It's not traditional.
Oh, sorry.
It's untraditional.
You know what?
Transitional housing.
My glasses. I'm going to need glasses. Transitional housing.
I wanted Lenny to do it.
As well as addiction counseling, life coaching, life skills development, educational and vocational.
And training. We are open.
We're open. And I'm going to, you know, full disclosure.
And why are you saying we? Because.
Because we're on the board.
We're on the board. Three of us are on the board,
yeah.
By the way,
we're on the board.
Folks.
Full disclosure here.
Yeah, so this is quite the project. We're all involved.
We just opened our doors yesterday.
Just started it yesterday. We'll talk more about that later. But anyway, that's our sponsor for this program. Elle.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about managing conflict in relationships.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We're going to talk about strategies for productive conversations and some of the common causes of conflict in relationships, strategies for productive conversations, and then some tools on conflict resolution.
Well, I think a lot of people could probably use that.
Every time I do a topic, I learn from it.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do every time.
Yeah. So I find a topic that's interesting. You guys know this. I find a topic that's interesting. I research it, and then we talk about it. Sometimes I'm learning right along with everybody else. Maybe not in this room. Maybe you guys are smarter than me, and you already know. But so, you know, some of the common causes of conflict are, and you, I mean, this is pretty intuitive. I think most anybody knows what the common causes of conflict are, but it's kind of nice to hear it out loud.
Yeah,
differences,
for sure.
Differences in values, that can cause conflict. We've known that. We've seen that since COVID came out.
Yep.
Yeah. Divided country. Miscommunication is a cause for conflict, power imbalance, jealousy, differences in priorities, and external stressors. Those are just some of the things that we can, you know, muddle through that create conflict for us. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go through some real-life examples of what those different conflicts look like. So a difference in values might look like a couple that's arguing about how to raise the children. That's a common one.
Very common.
Yeah. The value structure. And a lot of times couples, it's not something that they necessarily go over before they get together and decide to have kids together.
Right.
Interestingly enough. But, yeah. So, if, you know, a couple might be arguing about how to raise the kids. The wife's value structure is maybe she's really disciplined while the husband likes freedom and creativity. And so they have a communication breakdown. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. I certainly can, raising my kids. So when they try to discuss the best approach to parenting and their differences in values can lead to misunderstandings and can lead to resentment. You know? Next one, miscommunication. Say you got a group of friends and you're planning a birthday party, and maybe you're planning a party for a mutual friend. One friend offers to bring the cake while another friend assumes they'll handle the decorations. Miscommunication leads to a breakdown in planning as everyone assumes someone else is going to be handling the tasks. And, you know, you see this a lot, like planning baby showers.
That's a fresh one.
You know, there can be conflict around that. We ran into conflict around that. And it was unintentional.
Oh, yeah.
No less, it was unintentional. The motives were good, but yeah. Power imbalances. So that would, you know, a good example of that is boss and employee. Maybe arguing about a work project. The boss has a dominant personality and tends to overpower the employee's ideas, leading to a breakdown in communication. And maybe a lack of trust on the employee's part. Priorities. Another avenue for communication breakdown is a difference in priorities. So, again, a couple's arguing about how to spend their free time or spend money. The husband values spending time with his friends and engaging in hobbies, while the wife values spending quality time as a couple. So the difference in priorities can lead to a breakdown in communication. External stressors, the family's going, arguing about money, and the parents are stressed about their financial situation, and the children are worried about their parents' arguments. So the external stressors lead to a breakdown in communication. Keeps everyone on edge.
Well, affects the whole family.
It does. I mean, these are just some common ways that there's a breakdown in communication that I was thinking we could all relate to. And so what are some strategies that can lead to, if you're having these breakdowns, you know, are there strategies? Are there ways that before there's a breakdown that you can lead to effective communication? And so if you have a pen and pencil, you might want to write these down. But some of the ways we're going to cover are strategies such as the first set of strategies is active listening, empathy, and validation. The second set of strategy that we're going to talk about is summarizing and paraphrasing. And then the third strategy we're going to talk about is avoiding defensiveness and staying focused. So when it comes to productive communication strategies, active listening involves paying close attention. So to give you an example of what that would look like. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to clump these together. And I'm going to use some the examples that we just went over. So difference in values, the wife could use active listening to understand. So we talked about the husband and the wife. The wife could use active listening to understand her husband's perspective on parenting. So what that might look like is asking questions for clarity around his concerns. She could then use empathy. So we've got active listening, empathy. Empathy would be to validate his desire for freedom and creativity, saying something like this, I can understand why you value freedom and creativity when it comes to parenting. So you're actively listening to him. You're being empathetic. And then the validation part comes from, I can see how your approach could be beneficial for our children in some way. So that strategy right there, instead of dropping a wall down, it's opening up, it's keeping the lines of communication open. And, you know, I mean, how do you feel when someone validates what you're saying?
I feel heard.
Yeah, you feel heard, and it creates openness. Say miscommunication. So what would active listening look like? What would empathy look like and what would validation look like where there's miscommunication? So we're going to use the example again of a group of friends planning a trip, but I think that we're ready to take a break.
Yeah,
so we'll address that when we come back.
All right. Be right back.
Local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lynn, co-host of the Ask Elle Show.
And this is Coco. Lenny Matthews. And I'm going to say it myself because you forget me.
No, I was going to just say it.
But you get all tongue-tied, dang it.
Well, I was looking at you. I got tongue-tied. Right.
Well, thank you.
Are we having conflicts?
No, actually.
Oh, we're practicing.
Welcome to the show. Managing conflict.
Yes, managing conflict.
Finish up with a little compassion. I love
it. Hi, everybody. We're back from our break. If you would like to call us for whatever reason, comments or ideas, call us at 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at 96.5 FM, or you can even go to KCNR1460.com, hit the live button and listen to us. You can also text L at
707-499-8999. I really like saying that.
I know. You sound like a, you know, like a, I don't know.
Commercial.
Commercial, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote a lot of those. Got a perfect number for a jingle.
Oh, let's hear it.
4998999 707. I'm done.
So anyway.
Well, wait a minute. I have to talk about our sponsor.
Yeah.
Our sponsor.
Go for it, Ron.
Is the New Life Discovery Project, which is a tax-exempt nonprofit with the goal of providing whole life services and programs to at-risk populations, such as those suffering from substance abuse, reentry from incarceration, and those who need help. Did I say that right? Incarceration, yeah.
Yeah.
And those who need help finding a path in a new life. This program is brand new in Reading, much needed. It also includes sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling. And in the program, they provide jobs. So
yeah.
That you can
yeah.
Learn
awesome.
Skills. So they actually provide the jobs.
We're providing the jobs,
yeah.
Yes. And
which gives them actual life skills, so they can re-enter society.
Right. And they just opened yesterday.
We just opened yesterday, and there's just a whole,
We expect we'll have, 300 beds eventually or more?
Eventually, yeah. Right now we're starting out with 70 beds at the what was Shasta Lodge. Is now a New Life Discovery project. And then we also are going to open up another house over on Kimberly in June. So we've got other things in the works.
Okay. Well, it's a very much needed program.
Amazing,
for sure. And you can contact Tim, who is the master.
CEO.
Well, it's a nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
So he's on the board, but he's the executive director, I guess you would call him.
Yeah, so you can call Tim for info at, hold on here. I got the number somewhere. There.
And if you forget his name, lose his number, anyone of us
three.
Yeah, we're all on the board.
We're on the board. You can call this number, 530-999-8345. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about managing conflict.
Yes, but before we go on, I do want to say happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Shiloh. It was yesterday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Shiloh.
May 1st. And my nephew. They share a birthday. My nephew, Michael, who's also a regular listener.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, please.
Say happy birthday to you. Okay.
Oh.
Mr. President.
No.
So, we were talking about managing conflict.
We need to manage our show and conflict. Yes. Talking about managing conflict in relationships. So, we're talking about, we went over some of the common causes of conflict in relationships and then strategies.
Could you just reiterate those real quick?
Yeah, I will reiterate those.
Since people might just be coming on.
Yes. And I'm just going to, what we're going to talk about after I reiterate
those. Here's that word, reiterate.
Yeah.
You brought it up earlier.
It's a big grown-up word. I'll go over those, and then strategies for having productive conversations. Productive conversations really kind of avoid conflict, and then some tools you can use for conflict resolution. So to go over some of the common causes of conflict is difference in values, miscommunication, power imbalances, priorities, and external stressors. So I think that I might have mentioned that if you want to you might want to get a pencil as we write down what some of the strategies are for having productive conversation. I'm lost in my own notes here. So some of the strategies are that we started out with: active listening, having empathy and validation. And so we're going to go over what that looks like, and then some other strategies are summarizing and paraphrasing, and then avoiding defensiveness. So active listening, let's just say let's go with the couple that we need active listening for the couple that needs to understand each other's perspective and clarity for expectations. Say they're they want to plan a vacation for the weekend. I'm down here. So they want to plan a vacation. They have different ideas of what they want to do. They could use empathy, active listening, empathy to acknowledge each other's desires and feelings, saying something like, oh, not vacation. Sorry. I messed up on that one. It was he sees value in spending time with his friends and being out. Sorry, you guys. And then she sees value spending time home with the family. So they have different ideas about priorities. So there's conflict there in how they see how priorities should be. So active listening would be, for her, she might say, okay, I can see how important spending time with your friends is to you. So there's no judgment in that. So he's basically like, hey, I want to go out with my friends. It's important to me. I need to spend time with them, rather than her putting a judgment or moral value on it and saying, well, why? I mean, aren't we more important? The active listening is just listening to what he has to say about how important that is. Take the judgment out of it, and then have empathy and with that and the empathy, you don't have to feel empathetic. You can show empathy. And the way that showing is, I can see how important spending time with your friends is to you. Or he could say, I understand how you feel about spending quality time together. Or I understand what you're saying, that spending quality time together is important. So that's just empathizing. Yeah, you're taking the judgment out. You're acknowledging this. As soon as you feel acknowledged, it kind of takes the charge out of it. So that's the, you know, having the empathy. And then finally, you could use validation to acknowledge each other's needs while you're still finding compromise. So you could say something like, I think we could find a way to spend time with your friends and also have some quality time together. Or form it in a question. Can we work on a way to compromise so that we can find a way that you're spending time with your friends, but then we're also spending quality time together? It just takes the charge out of it. So just simply, it's active listening. Just listen to what they have to say. No judgment in it. Be empathetic. Okay, I can see that that's important to you. And then validate it. And, okay, we can do that. You can spend time with your friends. Can we come up with a compromise? For external stressors, what that might look like is, you know, external stressors, we used finances, I think, right? Is that what I talked about before? Yeah, finances, yeah. So the family could use active listening to understand each other's concerns, validate each other's feelings, and then they could use empathy to acknowledge the stress and the pressure that each person is feeling, saying something like, I know we're all feeling really stressed about money right now. Finally, they could use validation to acknowledge each other's contributions. So, you know, what that might look like, each other's contributions and strengths, and saying something like, I appreciate everything that you're doing to help us get through this tough time. So, and I, you know, that's an issue that comes up for couples. Finances and creates conflict, and, you know,
a big one.
It is a big one, and, you know, it's big because a lot of times one partner is working and one isn't, or one is working and making more money than the other one, and coming together and just being able to say, even being able to say, what are your thoughts and what are your priorities about money, and hearing each other out, finding out what the priorities are. And then when you state the priorities, that's when you use the active listening. Okay, I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is that it's important for you to save because you have this goal of blah, blah, blah. And then the other person maybe wants to spend money because it's important to have vacation time together. So just validating what you're just validating by active listening. You're acknowledging, and then you're having empathy, like, okay, I can see that that's important to you.
Gee, I should have called you in my first marriage.
I needed this advice in my marriage. Why do we learn these things too late?
I completely blew all that.
We like do. Why did we learn this stuff too late?
Know.
You know, I just,
it's called a growing up experience.
I just think you fall in love. I mean, for me, I fell in love, and you just feel like nothing's going to knock you down. You're going to face the world and overcome everything. Lenny, are you biting your lip?
Yeah, she's biting her lip.
No, you're not. You're just making a face. I understand how you could make that face at me, Lenny. So, and then, you know, so there's the empathy, but then the validating it is, okay, so you want to save money, but I'm wanting to take the kids to Disneyland. Is there a way that we can come to
a compromise,
which I'm going to get into compromise in a little bit as well. Okay. So I'm trying not to give my points away, but
okay. We're after the next break.
Yeah. Is the time for break?
We're approaching it.
We are
sure.
Approaching it. Okay. So I think that's a good place to draw a line under it. We'll just take a break right now.
All right. Be right back.
I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show.
And this all is about Lenny Matthews.
I wasn't finished yet. All about relationships.
All right, you guys.
Okay, now
I
you
need
can.
To manage.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You can say it now. You are who?
I'm the co-host.
With the most.
Lenny
with
Matthews.
The most.
Yes.
All right, you guys are getting
welcome
a little
back.
Out of control.
Welcome
all right,
back. Well, it's just
reel it in.
He doesn't know how to communicate or compromise.
I
he wants it all.
I want conflict. So, here we
really?
Are.
Really?
Yeah. Here we are with our program.
Well, here's a good time for me to interrupt you and say that we just got a text from a listener that says you need to learn to manage conflict between your co-host and your co-co-host. So... This
now,
is me
we,
managing the conflict.
We
not
actually like each other a lot. We're besties, yeah, so well, we're just playing.
We'll work on managing.
That comes from Eric in New York. Faithful
oh, okay.
listener.
Well, we'll work on managing it after we get done with my sponsorship.
Okay.
And calling us, please call us, if you like, at 530.
Don't beg, Ron.
605, please, 4567. Or you can listen to us at 96.5 FM, or you can tune in at kcnr1460.com, or you can even text L at
707-499-8999.
Nice delivery. Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor is a New Life Discovery Project. It's a nonprofit with the goal of providing whole life services and programs to at-risk populations, such as those suffering from substance abuse, reentry from incarceration, and those who need help just finding a path
yeah.
to a new life. And they also include the sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling, life coach, life skills development, and jobs,
yeah.
provide jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own businesses that
yes.
We can provide jobs to. So
and we're collaborating with some businesses in the community. So,
yes.
you know, full disclosure, we're all on the board.
Oh, yes, we're on
we
the board.
We just opened up yesterday, mm-hmm. opened our doors yesterday.
Wonderful.
And
there's a number that you can call if you need more questions or have more questions. And Tim, who is the CEO.
Well, yes, you can call Tim.
You can
and
call
you have
Tim.
That number.
Or any of us, really.
Yeah.
If you need to find out more, we can direct you to the right place. But the number is 530-999-8345. Okay, I'm done. Now you, where were we?
We were, but I just got a text
oh,
in,
one?
And it's, you know, it's going to take me off my my list. And so this person texted in and said, what can we do when feelings just go off the charts for both parties because of all of the water that is under the bridge? And boy, I'll tell you, that's a really good question, and there's not a simple answer to it, because a lot of times what you're dealing, once that feelings have gone off the charts, what's happened is there's been a trigger. So the trigger is attached, typically the trigger is attached to trauma. And so the feelings are now overwhelming because of feeling a sense of powerlessness around whatever the issue is. If your feelings are going off the charts, you're having a sense of this issue is coming back up.
That's trauma.
I am powerless around having an impact or getting my point across, or I feel like this issue isn't getting resolved and I don't have any way to resolve it. So there's a sense of powerlessness around it.
Absolutely.
Powerlessness creates oftentimes those really powerful feelings that take us off the charts. Those feelings going off the charts, that's a reaction to pain and a reaction to fear and a reaction to a sense of powerlessness.
Which is
so
PTSD.
Well, it can be. It's not always PTSD, but it can be. PTSD certainly is. PTSD exhausts your stress system. It really limits your ability to even manage stress. So if you have someone that is dealing with PTSD, and here we are going off the topic, but I think this is an important question.
Very important. Well,
yeah.
And thank you for asking it. If you have someone that is suffering with PTSD, to heal from PTSD, you know, there's work in that. It requires therapy. It requires being able to get to a place where the nervous system is getting calmed down around those particular issues. That's not always easy to do. So, you know, my heart goes out to those of us who, all of us, I mean, we all have to struggle with those triggers and those intense feelings that are going off, and then things are said and actions are behaved. It's a response to stress. It's an overwhelming sense of stress to a situation you feel powerless around.
So what can we do if it gets that out of hand?
You know, and there's no simple answer to that. My knee-jerk answer to that is when your feelings are going off the hook, no one's feeling heard.
Stop.
No one's feeling
Time
heard.
Out.
Yes, if you can say, okay, nothing's happening here. We're not getting anywhere. We need to break. That's not always easy to do in that situation.
No.
It'll escalate. Sometimes it escalates dangerously. So, yeah, Lynn.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been in this situation, been here.
Yeah.
So when you get to a point where I came from, where I'm coming from, going off of what I have lived, we were at a point where the feelings and the hurt ran so deep that it was impossible to feel empathy for the other person because they had caused this pain to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this push-pull, and you're so hurt that you're not processing properly mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're going off of pure pain.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, there isn't any compromising. There really isn't any communication because it's all coming from a place of huge trauma and hurt. When you get to that place, sometimes you have to say, we need help. We are both so hurt. We are both conflicted to the point where I'm not sure what my part is in this and where your part is. There's just this big, what I do is I leave my body. So I disconnect when I'm in that much pain. So I need help at that point, and probably so does my partner. And at that point, then we agreed that we needed to step away because there was love there, but there was so much pain we couldn't do anything. And we went and we got help.
That's what together. I was going to say. Is it at that point,
that we had no
therapy,
choice.
If you want the relationship to last, you want the relationship to go on, you deeply love each other, and now you have these highly dysfunctional dynamics because of the reaction to pain, then you are going to have to seek help together. And individually, you're going to have to get into a counselor.
Well, yeah. In your practice, mm-hmm. you see couples.
I do work with couples.
Have you ever run into this where they had to just stop and find you and say, "We need help with this."
Yeah,
might be just one subject, right?
It happens. It happens, and you know there are some things that are out of my competency.
Right.
There are a lot of things that are within my competency. Right. I kind of have to evaluate each
situation. So how do they get hold of you?
707-499-8999.
Or your Facebook.
Yeah.
But they can get tools from you on, number one, how to start dealing with the pain, and then how to start communicating together while healing. And that's the whole key, is Elle giving them tools to get through the pain until they can find a way to heal.
Hopefully. And if I can't, then I can refer out. But
absolutely.
In the situation where you're dealing with heightened feelings, a lot of times, and this takes a lot of conscientiousness and willing to do the work, but it's called mindfulness, being mindful. So in the situation, for example, and I'll use my marriage for an example, because I would go off the charts with rage because I could see that my ex was starting to go down the road of a behavior that was going to eventually cost us dearly.
Right.
Not to speak poorly of him, because he was a good man, suffered with addiction issues. But I had to, the rage that I felt around that had, and the pain, it was the pain of knowing what's about to happen.
Yes.
It was the overwhelming sense of powerlessness over what's about to happen,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that my rage was a response to that stress. The stress was pressing down on me so hard. In my mind, I thought that I was powerless. Now, the truth is I wasn't powerless, but I hadn't taken time to examine. I hadn't gone to therapy and hadn't worked with somebody and explored alternative ways of thinking about it, alternative opportunities that I had, alternative choices I had. And so, getting in and seeing somebody is critical if you want the relationship to survive.
So let's just suppose a couple comes into you.
Yeah.
I'm just curious how you would handle this. And they're both. You know,
well,
just,
give me an example.
Okay. The guy wants to buy a third airplane.
Ron.
I don't know why I picked airplanes.
Because you have two and you want three.
and the wife says, no. So, and they're both just, they're ready to beat each other up. They're ready to beat each other up. So.
You can excuse Ron chewing on peanuts in your microphone.
I was hungry. Sorry.
So, I know, that situation.
No,
so
what would you say?
They
come in the door and they're both, what do you say? Whoa.
Well, that's different than being brokenhearted and hurt and in pain. That is, in my opinion, that is anger, communication breakdown. Do you know what I'm saying? Frustration. Different kind of thing, right, Elle?
It's tricky because you have to unearth what's behind it. And
that's
if
what
it, you have to unearth
of,
it, you know, what's okay. driving the dynamic.
So that's what you need to do right away.
But the emotions are different in this kind of a situation than in a hurt.
In other words,
situation.
If he wants to buy a third plane and she's saying no and they're in an explosive situation about it, then examining that dynamic is going to be critical.
Right.
You know, we're gonna take a look at the dynamic and where's the history in this relationship. It's not just the plane, and it's not just saying no. There's
something
there. History there. Yeah. There's behavioral
that's
history
all
there,
that's all I was
and
asking.
You know, kind of examining that and seeing. Well, that got us into our next break.
Oh, we're already at the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's playing music.
We'll be right back, folks.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is the stimulus with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, friends. RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew. Redding, California.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lynn, co-host to the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show at KCNR. And we also have our co-host with the most, Wendy Matthews. She's looking at me with like, you better say it this time.
Hello.
Hey, it's nice to have you here, lady.
Hey.
We would like you to call us at 530-605-4567 with any comments or examples you might want to give us about your managing conflict.
Yeah.
And if you'd like, you can text Al with any thing at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any of us at Facebook Messenger, Ask Al, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim, and our sponsor tonight for the show is the New Life Discovery Project, which is a nonprofit with the goal of providing whole life services and programs to at-risk populations, such as those suffering from substance abuse, recently from incarceration, and those who need help finding a path to a new life. And they also include sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling. And they also have businesses now that they can provide jobs without having to go out and look for jobs. But it just opened yesterday, from what I understand, and it's going very well. You can call for information at 530-999-8345. Anything else you'd like to add to that, girls?
Good job.
So before the break, we were talking about managing conflict. We're giving some examples.
Mm-hmm. And the examples were, I'm just going to review them really quick.
I want to buy three planes. And Lenny says no.
Yes. And, you know, then, of course, we went into if you were going to be in front of me, that would be something we would have to examine. You know.
Why?
Yes. And right. And sometimes just getting to that, you know, just using the examples that we've gone over with the active listening would be why? Say I was your wife. Okay, tell me what it is, why it is you're considering a third plane. And then you would explain. And then I might say, okay, I am hearing what you're saying about wanting a third plane. And so that would be having empathy. And then validating it would be, and I can understand you saying that you want a third plane. And then I might explain my side of it. Instead of just saying, no, you can't do that, I might say, I feel scared about the money that that's going to cost and things that we have coming up. And so spending that money scares me. And then you would say, by active listening, you would use empathy and validating. Mm-hmm.
Or you can even ask me, well, why do you need three? Right? You could say, well,
she said that in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Why? Well,
do you want to know?
No.
Did you want me to counsel you tonight, Ron?
I want to buy another plane.
That's right.
Do it
Nobody's telling you no.
After the show.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. Nobody's telling you no.
So some of the ways that, these are really strategies for avoiding conflict, for having a good communication, is just give your partner space to say what it is that they're thinking. Because once you do that, once you give your partner space, the active listening part, they begin to feel safe.
Yep.
That they can speak, that you're not going to bite their head off, you're not going to criticize them, you're not going to judge them, and it's not going to turn into an argument. And that's what you want. You want to create a space for safety. So just active listening. And then the empathy part and the validation, it's really just a way of acknowledging what they just said. So repeating back to them what they just told you. And
so important for feeling heard.
It's really important.
Really important.
Yeah, but because then the other person is, listen, we want to feel validated. We
absolutely
want to feel like I have reasons for the way that I'm feeling this way. And, you know, let's just say we're going to carry this scenario all the way through. So we gave the example of active listening and then showing empathy for your plane and then validating your plane. And then the next step would be compromise. So the next step would be, okay, I'm afraid of the money that's going to be spent. And then you would say something like, okay, I am hearing you saying that you're afraid of the money being spent. I can understand how that would scare you. So the next step would be, and you know, it's easy to say this. It's not always easy to get to the habituation, the practice of the, and this show really isn't about fixing you. This is just giving you ideas, and then hopefully you'll explore it more if it's touching, if it's connecting with you, resonating with you. But the next part would be compromise, and that would be, how can we come to an agreement on this where you're not feeling denied by the plane and I'm not feeling terrified of money? What are some things we can come up with? You may need a third party for this. You may need a mediator for that. I recommend it, especially if communication's been poor historically.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you need a mediator. But then it would be, maybe what it is instead of getting a plane right away, it's saving for the plane in a way that isn't
gonna hurt the
finances
so much.
It's about, really, marriage is just about, it's the marriage.
Give and take.
You know, not just marriage, but relationships. And it can be the workplace relationship. It can be a friendship relationship. Lenny, you and I do this all the time.
Yes.
We sort through stuff.
We
We
give and take.
Yeah. We have to sort through And Lenny and I are not in a relationship. We're friends.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously working. You haven't killed each other yet.
Yeah. No, I love him. Love both of you.
It must be working.
So, and we did get some, we have been asking people to text in, and so we have gotten a couple of texts, and I'm going to read one because it's funny. Again, comes from Eric. He said, Ron really needs everyone to know that he wants a third plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this next text comes in, and I don't know if it's okay to say your name, so I'm not going to say your name, that writes in and says, a big source of conflict in my marriage was that my ex didn't understand why I wanted to be close with my family because he wasn't close with his and thought that it should just be him and I. And I didn't want to cut my family out of my life.
Shouldn't have to.
And then, but the person that wrote in also goes on to say, it's also fair to say that I did have a codependent relationship with my mom. So now right away, there's a few dynamics going on here.
Definitely.
We've got the person that is not used to familial relationships, close familial relationships. And we've got the other person that's very used to close familial relationships. So right off the bat, you've got a situation, where just, of course, you know, counseling can kind of peel back the layers on this. And I might start with what it is about the codependent relationship with the mother that is showing up, and what is it about that that is scaring the partner. I might start there. Again, this isn't, you know, This isn't a radio show about trying to fix anybody, but just, but to use our tools tonight in terms of being active listening, using empathy and validation, then,
and then I think if you can't come to a compromise together at the dining room table, then do get a mediator or someone that can help you along, and that would be a counselor, a therapist, or your pastor maybe, someone that you trust that can be Switzerland and yet is a real good communicator. Because to me, Al, part of good communication is the give and take, being courteous, being polite, respectful, and having empathy. And again, it goes back to how hard is that going to be with a boss that you aren't really comfortable with?
Yeah.
So those rules sometimes are awfully hard to apply to.
Yes. They can be very challenging.
It's not just husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. It's moms and kids. It's people and employers and employees. And so that's what it's all about, is giving people examples and tools that they can apply to conflict in any area of their life.
Well said.
Thank you.
Been through it, I guess. Sounds like.
Well, I'm old enough to have been through almost everything,
aren't
Ron.
We all? Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
So, you know, what you're talking about, Lenny, is you know, tools for resolving conflict. So once you're in the conflict,
right,
how do you resolve the conflict?
Exactly.
And it's kind of, we've been going over it a little bit, and that is compromise and negotiation. You cannot resolve a conflict without some compromise and negotiating.
Yes.
And I mean, they kind of overlap, really. They overlap each other. Compromising is negotiating. But it takes a certain level of maturity to even get there. And these tools that we're talking about tonight, right, if these are tools that your relationship is just so highly charged that you're not able to use the act of listening, you're not able to have empathy, you're not able to, then you do need to seek therapy at that point. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, hopefully we'll manage our conflict, and all three of us will be here next week.
Absolutely. I love everyone.
We'll be back.
I love you all, too.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.